Yes, thank you for that. He's very much interested in geopathic stress.
Yes.
And what's going on there in the UK and also in Europe as well. It's had a rough history with so many torturous things going on in the evolution of that those groups and races there, that I feel that there must be a lot of discarnate spirits there. I discovered that when I was in Germany as well. And I'm now looking in the pathway of what kind of a device could we create using the Miracoil technology that would be beneficial for these people and to help with the agitations that they're experiencing, not only from the geopathic, but also from entities and what have you. Do you have any suggestions on that as a
yes,
new device?
These are clearly two paths. One has the aspect of souls that can evolve, move along, new souls as people die and not knowing that they are dead, and so on. But the geopathic energies, the same energies that may be noxious or create various difficulties for incarnate beings, can be a supplier of energy to discarnates and can be difficult. But the approaches are clearly quite different. It is also of some consideration to note the presence of a far less dense geopathic array in Australia. This does not mean that everyone should move to Australia. There are other issues there. But the experience of this for anyone who uses dowsing, who determines the geopathic zones, etc., is extremely helpful in their own self-development and their understanding of the geopathic energies. It is useful in working with discarnates to include argon. Argon, in so many different ways, has proven itself, but the ways in which various beings who do not know they have passed over and yet have a strong energetic connection to people on Earth would require a higher excitation phase. Argon, excited at relatively low levels, creates a generally helpful and healing field, but persistent entities, those with a strong attraction to something physical, will be able to overcome its effects. Therefore, a pulsation would be generally helpful. Frequencies around cycles per second, getting it that accurate, can be very helpful if these are magnetic pulsations. Magnetic pulsations are somewhat difficult to create at that frequency without various heat problems when the magnetic forces are strong. This is the difficulty with discarnate spirits in all the research that occurs at physical and non-physical levels. Threshold magnetic fields of 400 Gauss are necessary. These are difficult to achieve consistently without various heat problems. And one solution to this is to put the coil in the argon. This allows the magnetic fields at the lowest possible intensities to still penetrate, and by swirling the argon, it can be utilized to conduct away some of the heat. Other techniques which are useful would include plasma discharge. This can be essentially similar to some of the plasma globes and cylinders and other devices widely available, only they are made from materials that do not contain lead. Most of the glasses utilized in these devices are leaded glasses because of the low temperature and ease of use. Of course, many aspects of frequencies, having it in the same room in which you have your equipment, working with those energies is always going to be helpful. But the idea is that a link is created and that this allows the device to be reprogrammed independent of any influence, either from the discarnate or the being that it is attached to. These are terms that are relatively imprecise. And Dr. Waldo Vieira has worked with this for a long time and created a variety of precise terms. You might wish to investigate some of his work in the field, beginning with his book, Projections of the Consciousness, And there are many terms that are used, but the simple one, psychotic postmortem, is one that has come into widespread utilization by those who follow his teachings, groups numbering more than 150,000 people at the current time. Psychotic postmortem is essentially defined as an individual who has passed from this world and usually does not know that they're dead. This gives you, just in the definition of this, many options. You do not necessarily have to protect against them. If they become conscious that they have died, if they know that there is a shift available to them, they can make the choice to then shift the direction they are working in. There are those working in the realm of what is called soul retrieval, and unfortunately, their inconsistent results are not well understood. Many times, they get results simply because the individual who has passed over does not know that they are dead. And in becoming aware of this through the soul retrieval aspect, they then naturally elect to leave, to come to a place of a higher vibrational energy. The most difficult, as you have encountered in several locations in Europe, are those who are then embedded in the difficulty of not knowing they've died out of pure fear. That is the most difficult to work with because when most people interacting with them feel fear, they shut down as well. This is where Vieira's work shines because he has actually coined the term extraphysical bait, where he actually becomes bait for these beings, and when they attach to him, because he is physical, he can then give significant levels of love. And that love then counteracts the fear and allows those beings to make a new choice. These are the most important ones to deal with, but also the most difficult because of the powerful action of fear. This brings us to your sequence that you call wellness. This can have tremendous effect at shifting people out of fear, coming to a place of a grounded earth awareness or something much deeper than fear, so that they may make a choice clearly towards love rather than fear. And this would also be helpful to utilize in various ways. The VOS that you are developing can have much benefit, the way in which it can broadcast and shift the energy in a room. The indicator for pure argon and utilizing argon around the device, with it, inside it, all different ways, can all be very useful. But coupled with human energy, this does seem to amplify the many effects. This brings us to the more difficult of the applications of your technologies. When they are stimulating, they are relatively easy to work with under any situation. When an individual has a tendency towards insomnia, introducing the technology can, for some individuals, make it difficult to sleep while at the same time providing a protective energy. This is where frequencies in the low delta or sleep range can be generally encouraging and helpful. And of course, those based on the voice of that individual will be far superior to other frequencies because they can be those working with the individual. These would be particularly helpful if derived from sounds that they make while sleeping, or sounds that they relate to sleeping, such as singing a lullaby, becoming aware of some gentle soothing action or energy. The other aspect here that we have been investigating for some time, since your technology allows you to introduce a variety of sounds, is the utilization of white noise in a wave-like fashion. However, in all our simulations of this, the best results are still the simplest: a simple, high-fidelity recording of ocean waves. These projected through the sound technology into the various broadcasting instruments that you have access to appears to be extremely helpful both at reducing the presence of non-physical entities of malintent, a variety of them, including psychotic postmortems, and encouraging sleep in the individual and producing a safe environment. Does this help?
Would I be better off to make a standalone coil and use, say, argon as the gas of choice with this and just actually determine to be something like that?
So yes, this would be suitable.
I'm thinking of this for the guys in Europe and that are asking for their geopathic problems. And I was thinking of perhaps now that you're considering just to use an argon gas for this, then obviously I have to make it as a standalone device with that in mind. If I'm going to put together some kind of a frequency variation through it, a cycling program I could run through that if I can't get the voice samples?
Yes, but you know, all of the research here with ocean waves keeps showing that this needs to be utilized as an important technology as well. This produces a variety of frequencies, but still has a very slow rhythmic movement to it as well. And simple recording of ocean may be a very helpful tool in this regard.
So perhaps we could have that as a standalone music being played or sounds being played, but through the coil with the same type of setup that I was. Does that carbon fiber play a part in all that? I mean,
yeah, is the simple question as to what is the relative energy strength of a discarnate spirit? What is the relative energy strength of a geopathic zone compared to a human who is incarnate, compared to a positive, helpful geopathic or locational area, such as on a helpful healing grid? And in both situations, the ratio is about 40 to 1, that the healing location or the incarnate human has about 40 times the energy of a non-physical being or a geopathic zone. This is why some people can sleep right on top of a negative geopathic zone yet not develop any diseases or difficulties, but others become quite susceptible.
Well, shouldn't our scalar technology have some strong effect on this?
It does, yes, but still, the way it tends to work still is back to something human. The people who are in the area, coupling with this, their own innate strength, their own wellness. This has the most profound and targeted use because, of course, it is going to be the same energy in reverse. You could call it the inverse energy of the attacking entity.
Okay. So to make this clear, if I'm going to produce a new device, build it with a single coil in there, the quartz rod, carbon fiber, the argon gas, and what do I run it with? And run it with a CD playing that ocean music.
That would be helpful, ocean sound. You can also overlay this with various frequencies. These may indeed blend very nicely.
Which frequency should I use?
That is excellent. Also your wellness tones.
What are they going to see?
They should see some significant shift in resistance, most importantly in the people who are around it. But quite apart from testing devices, it is people's ability to sleep better, to feel protected, to sleep deeply and connect to the earth, etc., that would be enhanced.
All right. And what should I call this new device, this third invention we produce? What would we want to call it?
There are different possibilities. A number of beings throwing out various ideas here, including clearing, protection, safety, oneness, and so on. You may also need to make the various translations into various other languages to see which are most suitable, though the majority onto protection seems to be the strongest vote at this stage.
Okay, so our third product to help humanity will now be the protection coil based on the argon gas with this type of setup. You feel good about this?
Yes, though still a little more research at the physical level and fine-tuning may need to be done. This is easy to try on yourself.
Okay, and let's move to the second person. I really appreciate this because what time I have here, I really want to contribute and make something that will be beneficial to the people out there. Do you feel the strength of the cube because it's a smaller amplifier, but a very nice, pure little amplifier is strong enough?
Yes.